we have about 58 days in this legislative year, in 4 months, and we're there 4 days out of every week, we're there about 4 months, and the way it works out with the little transition that they call spring break, but that's not really it, because they're moving bills back and forth with the House and the Senate, we had about 58 days. In that time, we considered 3,019 bills, and almost a $10 billion budget was created. That's a lot of scurrying around that building, running back and forth between the House and the Senate, and all the different factions that work there. It's one big fight the whole time, and it's a lot of fun. I think the senator can tell you how many times I come in flustered, my hair standing up, and chose to say, Representative, where all have you been? I don't know. I'm here for some peanut M&Ms. Thanks to Earl Sears. She still keeps those in the office. I'm here for some peanut M&Ms, a bottle of water, and I'm on my way. But in that time, what's interesting is we always say we get along, we don't get along. I just want to point out, I'm just trying to give an update as to what happens in the Capitol and where we're at. I'll stay away from policy. I'll stay away from all the boring budget numbers. But the second week, I think, in December, all of your language is due for your bills. The last Friday, or the third Friday in January, is when your bills post and are absolutely due. That's the end of it. We start the first Monday in February, so we've had 2 weeks to start on those 3,000 and some odd bills. And the best thing we can do is fight amongst each other, butt heads, grade against each other, do everything we can do to whittle down, because that's just too much. So in the 58th legislature, and so not going into too much time, with 3,019 bills this year, almost 3,000 bills last year, 2,700. We ended up with 400, I want to get this right because I know it, so I don't want to say I made it up here. I just heard this morning, 492 bills were actually signed by the governor or passed. And so all the times that you think that you've heard of legislation that didn't pass, or you've heard of something that didn't go, that's how much we whittled down in that short amount of time. And then when we hear about the budget, who was invited, who wasn't invited, and the closed door process that we're in. As a budget chairman of general government, I have the intergovernmental agencies there, the small government agencies, the ethics commission, the auditor, OMES, which are management enterprise systems. In January, I started holding open hearings with those agencies and those agency heads. That's before the session even begins. And all throughout the year, we work together with those executive agency heads to say, what do you need? What don't you need? What efficiencies can you find? What redundancies do you have? What new program do you have that is going to replace another, and what can we do? And so in the end, what we come down to is that final 2 weeks to explain, when you hear a closed door process, that closes down from entire agencies, the entire House of Representatives, the public, the press, and the Senate, and everybody, lobbyists even. It whittles down to the agency heads, and then it whittles down to the Senate and the House negotiating. We already have the governor's budget, or what he wants. That comes out the first day of session. And then it whittles itself down to pretty much just the House and the Senate and the governor. And then it whittles itself down to about 10 people in a room in the last week or two. It finally sets down, I don't know, Mr. Sears can tell you how many 100 pages of scribbled notes there are there, and blacked out, highlighted, and all the different things you have, and the charts, and everything written on the board, and they finally have to just sit down and say, let's figure this out. And everyone standing outside that door, beating on the door, saying, they won't let us in, it's a closed door process. It's been an almost year-long process, with many open doors and many meetings. So, at any rate, after going through the 58 days, we sign and die, we have to be out of constitutionally the last Friday in May. We cannot go past that. We went until 3:45 on the last Friday of May this year. And for going so long and working so hard and keeping the fight stirred up so long, we were having so much fun that the governor asked us to come back for another weekend. And so now, we started a concurrent special session to go with the last session so we could deal with the ARPA dollars like the senator was talking about. So we had that going. We'll go back June 13th. And ultimately it was because it has been a lot of work to figure out this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, probably. Hopefully nothing like this comes along again. And you think about it like the work projects of the past. How can we improve this state? How can we use these dollars to best drive economic activity, to make this the kind of place, or what little projects can we do to make it where your children want to stay here? I mean, whether it be park, water projects, roads, improving towns, broadband internet, mental health, whatever we can do. So all that's very important to us, and so we brought it back in appropriation process. So, like I said, I think Julie said all the fun stuff. I'll stick around if there are any questions. It's great to have, like they say, so many people interested in the political process. I think in this room, like none of my buddies, I can say, isn't it great to see all the commercials? There's people that are out working, the people knocking doors, to see the literature, to see what people want to do. It's great to have a room like this where so many people are taking part. And I know you'll all vote in this room, because I think I know everyone in this room, and that's the kind of people. It drives me nuts when people say, I haven't thought about that yet, I don't know any of them. I was like, well, come in and sit down and let me tell you about it. So, anyway, it's great to see everybody. I'm pushing it, so I will hand it back over to Mary. I'll stick around and answer.